don't give them anything, and that kind of stuff. Then the early 50s were really good, and the early 60s were really good. That's when we got Buddy Parker as the coach. In 62, we were very good, and in 63, we tied all those games. We beat the Giants 31-0 the first time we played them, but the next time they beat us in a close game. Cope loves to tell the story that they all went on the wagon, and that's why we lost. And then, of course, came the 70s and 80s, and you know where we are now. Don't sweat the details. They fill the following pages. Chapter 1. Bill Dudley. Bill Dudley was the last player to win an NFL rushing title as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and after his playing days, Dudley went on to become perhaps the last honest politician. Dudley entered the Virginia General Assembly as a conservative Democrat in 1966, and after his first term, a friend said to him, "Bill, you're a damn good legislator, but a miserable politician." "I consider that a compliment," Dudley said some 40 years later. And he said, "I meant it as a compliment, but I don't know how long you're going to be around. I just called it like I saw it. That was my problem there in Pittsburgh." In Pittsburgh in the 1940s, Bullet Bill Dudley was considered the greatest to ever play for the Steelers, but his time in town was brief. Dudley was the first pick of the 1942 draft out of the University of Virginia, where he set a national record with 134 points as a senior. He played with the Steelers that year and then served 2 years in the Army Air Force before returning late in 1945. His final year in Pittsburgh was 1946, when a conflict with Coach Jock Sutherland led to Dudley being traded to the Detroit Lions. Even though Dudley rushed for only 1,504 yards and passed for 948 in two-plus seasons as a left halfback in Pittsburgh's single-wing offense, he's considered the greatest Steeler of the pre-1970s era because he probably saved the franchise when he came along in 1942. On his second pro carry, the small but slippery Dudley ran 44 yards for a touchdown, and in his second game, he returned a kickoff 84 yards for a touchdown. Despite Dudley's efforts, the Steelers were 0-2 after those two games, and they were looking like the same old 1-9-1 team from the previous year. That's when Redskins owner George Marshall convinced a distraught Art Rooney to keep his franchise through the end of the season, but only so he could sell it for more money in the offseason. Marshall also suggested the teams play their return game that season in Baltimore in order to attract a bigger crowd. However, with Dudley leading the way, the Steelers won 3 games in a row for the first time in 6 seasons. At 3-2, they returned to Forbes Field for the return game with Sammy Baugh and the Redskins, and they were greeted by an overflow crowd of 35,176. It broke the previous team attendance record by more than 6,000 fans. The Steelers lost the game 14-0, but it would be their only loss throughout October and November of that season. They won 4 of their final 5 games to finish 7-4, the first winning season in team history. Dudley rushed for 696 yards to lead the league. He was named Rookie of the Year and finished second to Don Hutson in the voting for Most Valuable Player. He also played in the Pro Bowl and sparked the NFL All-Stars to a 17-14 win over the champion Redskins with a 97-yard interception return for a touchdown. Dudley entered the service in February of 1943 and played for the Air Force's champion Randolph Field Flyers in 1944. He was named to the Associated Press All-Service Team, as were future NFL stars Otto Graham and Charlie Trippi. The Steelers, meanwhile, plummeted. Because they hadn't planned for the wartime manpower shortage, the team merged with the Philadelphia Eagles to form the Steagles in 1943. However, they were only called the Steagles in Pittsburgh. Philadelphia officials refused to acknowledge the merger and did away with a few Steelers on the roster at season's end. In 1944, the Steelers merged with the Chicago Cardinals. A player revolt, caused by the fining of Dudley replacement Johnny Butler for indifferent play, nearly ended the season after 3 games, but the Card Pits plodded on through an 0-10 season. Dudley returned to the 1-5 Steelers on November 11th of the following 1945 season and helped them defeat the Cardinals 23-0. The Steelers finished 2-8, but help was on the way in the form of new coach Jock Sutherland, a local favorite whose 15-year coaching career at Pitt ended when he fought the school's de-emphasis of athletics. Sutherland signed a 5-year contract as not only the new Steelers coach, but also a vice president with an option to eventually buy out co-owner Burt Bell. Dudley hailed the hire, but came to dislike Sutherland, who made sarcastic comments about Dudley's sidearm passing